A new report released by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is cautioning the international community about mankind's future ability to feed itself. According to this latest Trends and Challenges report, a business-as-usual approach would see the world fall short of the 2030 target of zero hunger. The report highlights 15 trends as well as 10 challenges that need to be addressed. But to explain more is Lorenzo Bellu, a senior economist with FAO and head of the organization's Global Perspective Studies Unit. Mr. Bellu, thank you for joining me.
Welcome.
What are a few of the standout trends indicated in the report?
In the report, we highlight 15 trends, as you said, but I would put the focus on the fact that there is economic growth which is going on, and we expect it to keep going on in the future as well. Unfortunately, this growth is very resource-consuming type of growth. We expect that this is going to last also in the future. More energy, more water, and to some extent, more land. The second trend that we expect is population, for sure. We're probably going to be close to 10 billion people in the next decades, which implies that more food is needed, of course, but also more resources to produce food. Another trend which is very important is that all this doesn't happen in a smooth and peaceful world. On the contrary, conflicts are increasing and tensions and social unrest in many countries shows up in terms of migrations and also conflict for natural resource use. I would say that this is also fueled by the fact that we are not sure whether this type of growth is really pro-poor and is really against inequalities. On the contrary, although some reports highlight that across countries inequality is reducing, on the other side, we see that still rich people are increasingly rich while poor people are increasingly poor. And this is not something that we would like to see.
How many people are projected to be at risk of food insecurity if the current trends continue?
We estimate that in 2030, still more than 600 million people will suffer from hunger. And of course, we still have more than 700 million people in extreme poverty now. Extreme poverty is decreasing, but when you look at a continent like Africa, we have more poor people now than what we used to have 20 years ago, for instance.
How do food systems need to change in order to produce more food?
Well, food systems are indeed changing, together with the movement of people towards towns and together with technological changes in agriculture. On one side, mechanization of agriculture increases the efficiency of agriculture, but on the other side, you can produce the same with less work, which means that people who leave agriculture have to find a job somewhere else, you know. So food systems have to change in the sense that they have to produce more with the same resources, if not with less. But at the same time, food systems on one side have to try to accommodate the need of jobs, but on the other side, food systems have to change in the global economy-wide context as well.
So what would you say are some of the biggest challenges ahead of us?
Well, climate is changing and the implications, some of them are known. So for instance, we expect some decreases in yields and some decrease in water availability, for instance. You know, all ecosystems, as a matter of fact, are changing together with climate, and they are changing in ways that we struggle to understand. Frankly, we have limited knowledge on the implications of climate change on the whole ecosystems in terms of biodiversity, in terms of all in all, ecological relationships. You know, sooner or later, we will have to get rid of fossil energy. What are the implications? It's difficult to say. This is really challenging. You know, what are the implications of changing the energy source? This means researching, thinking, and all in all, exchanging information as well, investing in innovation. For instance, agriculture has to contribute to reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. Some existing technologies are innovative and promising. So, for instance, climate-smart agriculture, conservation agriculture, agroforestry, agroecological approaches to agriculture. But all of them require to be further explored, to be made context-specific. And this requires, all in all, a lot of thinking, investment, and exchange of information across countries.
Mr. Ballou, thank you.
Welcome.